how would you like to be remembered?
Well, it's like I have a lot of good remembrance of my dad. He was an honest man. He never did anything to embarrass us or to cause sorrows in that way. I just want to be remembered. I was never perfect. I don't ever claim to be. I make mistakes like anybody. But I hope they all have good memories of the days we had as a family. We went on vacations. We went on picnics. We went to see sports. They all were Boy Scouts. We helped them all, thank God, to get into the college and get college work done, and then later watching their kids. I have nothing but wonderful memories of my life. Well, of course, the war was a hard one to go through, being gone all that time. And not everything pleases me. It's like I told our boys and my mother, in all of my 77 years of being with her high school sweetheart son, she things she didn't like, but she would tell them, and then it's forgotten. She didn't carry a grudge. She forgave, and she didn't go on and on. She just said it. That's the way she felt, and that was over and gone. I could see that in my voice. Mm-hmm. That's a damn good mother. I always laughed. She's got a great sense of humor. My mother-in-law had a great sense of humor, too. I liked her a lot, and we got along good. One time we were over at her house when one of my boys, and I said to him, Curtis, you need to go to a barber shop. His grandmother, Fern, said, Paul, he ought to know whether he wants a haircut or not, hadn't he? And I said, Fern, do you know what the penalty for bigamy is? And she said, no. And I said, two mother-in-laws. She laughed. I remember one night we lived in Derby in Wichita, and I had to go to Omaha, Nebraska. We had some legislative matters up there to go, and I left like about on a Tuesday or Wednesday. And I didn't think that I'd get back until Sunday. But we finished that thing up on a Friday morning, so hell, I just got in my car and drove all the way back to Wichita. It only took about maybe 7-8 hours. Got home about 3 o'clock in the morning. Unlocked the door, went on in, and I heard this little voice from the bedroom say, is that you, John? And I said, no, but tell John the rent's due tomorrow. Then we laughed.
That's cute.
You had a great sense of humor. She's a wonderful person.
Well, I'm sure there are many people who, if they were sitting here, would say thank you for what you've meant to our community. And so I do that on behalf of all these people who were influenced by your life. Thank you for visiting with us here in Voices of Oklahoma.
I'm the one who's honored and has pleasured. A lot of things I wouldn't do over again, but that's not because it was bad. It was just wrong. Like I told my kid, I'm not perfect, by God. I make mistakes like anybody. But I try not to make the same one twice.
There you go, right.